Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So do you know the benefits of massage therapy? Well, there are a lot of them. My guest is Dr. Kathy Gruber. She has 22 years of experience in health education. She holds a PhD in natural health and I think did some further education at Harvard Medical and the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Gruber, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Now, massage, I remember when I was younger, it was all about going to like spas and upscale health clubs and stuff like that. I think I got my first one on a cruise a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I think we're talking about something totally different here when we say massage therapy, right? This is stuff offered in businesses, clinics, hospitals, right? This isn't that image that people have maybe of me sending, which is not maybe a great image for people, but in me in that cruise getting a massage, right? We're talking about something different here.
Right, exactly. And there's still a lot of that going on. In fact, there's sort of a battle in the massage industry right now of spa massage versus medical massage. I see more and more articles and editorials written about that, of what are the differences? Are there the same benefits? What kind of massage should people seek out if they're having issues? So this is a really important topic right now, and it can be a cornerstone of our healthcare. It really can. It helps so many different things.
So what kind of, okay, so there are different types of massage therapy, right? So what are we really, if you were to Google that, you'd probably get a list, right, of different types.
Right.
Not all of them are the same. They're not all doing the same. So is there three or four different types of massage therapy that you can help us? I mean, are these the ones we should be seeking out? Is there a list or something?
Yeah, definitely. Well, just the basics, because most spas and health facilities are going to offer similar things. So the very basic massage is called Swedish massage. It's the light touch. It's soothing. I say that it makes you slimy and sleepy. It's very relaxing. You get up feeling like you want to go take a nap, but it doesn't get to any of the deeper layers of muscle. So to me, it's not quite as effective, especially if you're having pain or headaches or muscle issues. To me, it's sort of a superficial thing, and that's where it leaves it. That's just my preference.
Okay.
The next one kind of on the list is deep tissue, which is what I do in my practice. And deep tissue is going to get to those deeper layers of muscle. It's going to use things like elbows and knuckles, sometimes knees or heels if you're doing deep tissue on the floor. And it really gets to those deeper layers of muscle. It breaks up the gatherings of the chemicals. It can help break up scar tissue. It's really great for injuries, for athletes, for dancers, for people who sit all day and need to get those shoulders loosened up. It doesn't have to hurt. That's a misconception. It's going to be deeper, but if it does hurt, make sure you communicate with your massage therapist and say, that's too much pressure. You have to communicate with them. We need that from you desperately.
Okay. So that's the deep. For some reason, this question just popped in my head, though.
Mm-hmm.
That type of therapy does that require a special certification to do deep massage, or can anybody do that?
Right. It depends on the state, and sometimes it depends on the city and county. We do not have nationally licensed massage therapists. You can get a national certification, but it's a multiple choice test, and that kind of drives me crazy. It's like for a hands-on modality, don't you want a hands-on test? So like in California, where I am, we have statewide licensing now, but cities and counties still dictate hours. So different schools might do different things. The basic program is a 200 or 250-hour program. You're going to learn a lot of Swedish. Deep tissue tends to be a class you put on top of that. So it is specialized. It is not just deep Swedish. It's not just pushing harder. You need to have a better grasp of the muscles, the connections, contraindications, things like that. So if you want to do
how
deep
can
tissue...
But if I want that, how do I know I'm dealing with someone who knows what they're doing? How do I find that practitioner who's good at what they're doing?
Exactly. You know, I'm all for getting a referral. If you're already seeing a chiropractor or an MD or an acupuncturist, oftentimes we all run in the same circles, so we refer to each other. Looking at the person's website and seeing the kind of experience they have, and there's also a really great, there's an organization called Associated Bodywork and Massage Professionals, and they give us our insurance. They are a professional organization, and they vet the people that, you know, you have to have a certain number of hours to even belong to them. They have a massage finder on their website, so you go to abmp.com and you can type in your zip code and what you're looking for, and you can find practitioners that way. Be very wary of just walking into your neighborhood kind of shopping center discount massage place. Those can be great, but especially if you have injuries or issues or you really want to develop a strong relationship with a therapist, that might not be your best choice. A lot of those people are fresh out of school and they don't always have the amount of knowledge that you would like to have, especially if you're dealing with injuries or issues.
Right, so that's ABMP.com. They can put their zip code and go from there. So you mentioned Swedish. You mentioned the deep massage. Mm-hmm. Any other type of massage that is used for healing?
Yeah, there's sports massage, trigger point massage. Those can often be really similar. I incorporate trigger point into my deep tissue. Trigger point is a portion of the muscle that has gone into spasm. So rather than the entire muscle being tight, there's a little spot on the muscle that's tight, just a couple fibers kind of that have gone a little wacky on us. And if you find those trigger points, sort of like an Easter egg hunt, they have referral pain patterns, and they're identical on everybody. We actually have maps of those pain patterns. It's really fascinating. So you might have a pain up high up in your neck, and it might actually be coming from the muscle under your shoulder blade. It's referring. So it is definitely a little search to find those trigger points, get rid of them, but what it does is it erases that whole pain pattern. So if you're having chronic pain or pain issues or a car accident, you know, that sort of thing, I love a combination of deep tissue and trigger point. To me, one of the most healing things you can do.
So if I'm a patient, and when should I seek out a massage therapist? Are there some symptoms that to you would be like ding ding ding? You need to go.
Yeah, definitely. Headaches are something that we can really benefit with. Sciatica, we've had a lot of really good, really. I have so many sciatica patients or clients in my practice. Headaches. Any sort of muscle pain, wrist issues if you're sitting at a desk a long period of time. My philosophy is if it hurts, go to your massage therapist first, unless it's life-threatening. You know, if you just had a gunshot wound, please don't come to me.
I kind of like that. If it hurts, go see Dr. Kathy Gruber. That's nice. That's
great. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to have, you know, people nationwide lining up at my door. But, you know, if it's not something that is life-threatening, I'm all about Western medicine, but I think we need to use it in a different way than we do now. And I have so many clients that are ready to rush for surgery or ready to rush for pain meds or are going through batteries of tests, and it turns out to be a muscle issue that I deal with in one or two sessions. So, you know, you want to go to a therapist that really knows what they're doing. I've been doing this for 22 years. I've studied all over the place. I know Western medicine very well also. So I'm kind of a different massage therapist. I don't just do massage. I look at the whole person. I look at different aspects of their health. And you can find someone like that. You have to ask questions. You have to experiment. You might need to try a couple different practitioners. Find someone you jive with. You don't have to stick to one person forever. You can actually switch if it isn't working for you, and I encourage you to
shop around and
exactly.
Find someone you're comfortable with. So what can I expect, and what are some of the well-established benefits of massage therapy?
Well, it certainly relaxes muscles. It flushes toxins out of the body, so it moves that lymph, which is, and actually one of the contraindications of massage is if you've got certain types of cancer, do not get massaged unless you've been cleared by your doctor. The last thing you want to do is go for what you think is going to be a relaxing massage and find it's spreading cancer through your body. Don't want to do that. Those toxins. It's great for circulation. And one of the things we just found out recently is massage helps the oxytocin production in the brain. So now all the women perked up and went, oxytocin, that was happening when I was in labor. They gave me Pitocin. Right. Oxytocin is the natural version of that, and it's a feel-good hormone. It makes us feel kind, it makes us feel love, it makes us feel calm. Massage actually activates that production in the brain. So we don't only feel good ourselves, we feel good towards other people, and we can all definitely use that too. So that's one of the benefits they just realized.
So is massage therapy a part of a lot of insurance programs at this point, or is it something you pretty much have to do out of pocket?
Yeah, it's not part of a lot of programs. It also depends on your state. There are some states that have been very rigorously licensed for a long time. So places like Florida and New York, I think some insurance covers it. Now, unfortunately, it's just one of those out-of-pocket things. But it's so worth it. It can stave off so many other illnesses.
Right. Dr. Gruber, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the benefits of massage therapy. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.